a joy to see your face today. It's been a while.
Well, God bless you. I am truly excited.
Wow. You can't be as excited as we are here. This is such an amazing experience to have you speak to the saints, to touch our world in a powerful, powerful way. It was first time you came here was 20 years ago.
That's true. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, you just lost your mom at that time. I hate to remind you about that, but it was a journey of love. And now again, 20 years later, this is another journey of love. And we really, really appreciate it. And we just want to thank God for you and for Mama and for the powerful ministry of Word of Life Bible Church that is impacting our world.
We thank God. It's God's grace. It's God's goodness. And we are just excited to be a part of it. And to be a part of your great church and ministry, I tell you, your wife and yourself, you occupy a special place in my heart.
Thank you.
That is why I'm doing this today. And I am doing it with all my heart. I believe that your ministry has a place in this world. There is something God wants to do with you and your wife and the church. And I'm just honored to be a part of it.
Thank you. Thank you. I know if we just keep on talking, we're going to talk for a while, but we have an assignment this wonderful day. And
yes.
I just want to release you to just speak to us. Bring the word of God from God's mouth to your mouth to our hearing today. And as the word is released, faith is going to arise in us, and we are going to attach works to that faith and see the manifestation of God's divine purpose for our lives and for the people that are going to be hearing you all around the world today. Thank you so very much, Papa Ayo. We really celebrate you and thank God for you.
Well, God bless you. Thank God. Thank God. God bless you.
Thank you so
much. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Wherever you're watching from, on any platform, I am excited. I know God is a good God and is doing a good thing. So get yourself ready. Right now, before I come with God's word, I'm going to ask a part of our choir, just as a group out of our choir, the Milk and Honey Choir, to come and bless you with a special song. And don't forget, this is Africa. We're coming from Africa. We're coming from Wari. And I'm sure you will be blessed. So get yourself ready. Get yourself set. And as they sing, as soon as they finish, I'll be back with God's word. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
777, the power that raised him from the dead. If you believe, let me see you put your hands in the air like so one time. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, let's go say.
The power that raised him from the dead is the power that lives in me. Of a winner, I got to leave.
Oh, what a brand new powerful person.
777.
Oh, what a brand new man coming from the inside.
777.
I got the power of the Most High working on the inside. Come on, let's go.
No matter who you are,
no
matter or where you are.
One time, say,
I
yo, 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 yo,
yo,
one Put your hands in the air. Wake up from side to side. Let's go. One time is the power that raised him from the dead. Everybody, let's go. Are you ready?
From the dead. Wherever you are, join us right now. Let us pray. Father, you are the God of all flesh, the giver of life, the keeper of life, the maker of all things. Even at this time, let your spirit come through your word. Let every child, every boy, girl, man, and woman that hears the sound of my voice be quickened by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let no one remain the same. Do what man cannot do and take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want to read a verse from the Bible. Wherever you are, wherever you're watching from, whatever platform, wherever you are, anywhere in the world. Now, begin to like the page. Begin to do whatever you need to do. Invite your friends. Get them to tune in and to get ready for what God is about to do. I want to read from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. 1 Samuel 1, 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. This is the word of the Lord. It is blessed in Jesus' name. I want to speak to you today on what I have called God has remembered me. My God, God has remembered me. I don't know where you're watching this from, but I am telling you what God told me to tell you. God has remembered me. I am telling you, if there was any time that you needed to hear this, it is right now. God has remembered me. Now, let me start like this. You see, one of the worst things that can happen to a Christian, to a child of God, is to pray and not get an answer. There are some of you who are just like that right now. You are wondering what has happened. Your friends have become your enemies. Your enemies have become your adversaries. Your adversaries have become your tormentors. You're wondering what is going on. You love God, but there is nothing to show for it. You struggle every day. You in the last 4 years, you have tried to get married 3 times, and every time it failed. You have done business, it failed. In fact, you are just about ready to sell your house. You are just wondering, what's going on with me? But I come to you in the name that is above every other name, that your time has come. God has remembered you. Go ahead and say, praise the Lord. God has remembered you. God, I repeat, has remembered you. Now, the word of God says in Psalm 34, verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. Get ready. Get ready. Now, if you look at the verse that we read from, right in the middle of that verse, but let me say this first. Hannah was in the same position where you are right now. I'm sure she was also wondering. But if you look at that verse, you look at the very middle of the verse, she was saying to God, look on my affliction and remember me. I know that that same cry is in your heart right now. And I promise you, be man of God, God will remember you. I sense it that God has remembered you. This is your time. This is your day. This is your hour. You will thank God for it. This is the second month of the year. 10 months to go. And I promise you, God has remembered you. When you end this year, you will end rejoicing, because the power of God will be upon you. Go ahead and keep praising God. Keep praising God. Keep praising God. Keep praising God. In Psalm 30, verse 5, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy is coming your way because your morning has come. Your days of weeping are over. You have wondered, what did I do? The heavens just opened over your life. I am telling you, I said the heavens just opened over your life. It is time. God has remembered you. Wipe your tears. Begin to give God praise. This is your hour. This is your moment. This is the time your life has been waiting for. And I sense in the Holy, my God, I feel something. I feel the power of God. I feel the power of God. There's a lady watching right now. You have been pregnant. And it's supposed to be 9 months, but you've been pregnant for over 11 months. And you're wondering what is happening. You're wondering what is God doing? Why is God letting me go through this? I prophesy on you right now that after this program, within the next 3 days, you are going to deliver that baby. And that baby will be healthy and you will be healthy. Go ahead and lift your hands and give God praise. Come and go ahead and give him praise. I sense right now in my spirit that there's a young man. There's a young man. You have a mental situation. You don't even understand me because, you know, you are almost literally in chains. But I'm speaking to your parents. I'm speaking to the parents of that young man. Listen to me. Something, a miracle is going to happen. Just sit him down and let him just keep looking at me. Just hold on to him, because by the time I finish preaching, he will be out of that place. He will be out of those chains. And I'm telling you, you will have reasons to glorify God. Go ahead and give God praise. 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 There are two young ladies. Oh my, I don't know why this is happening to me. There are two young ladies watching right now. You have wondered why is it that it looks like people just don't like me. Now, that thing is going to change because God is perfuming your life with favor. My God, there is a perfume on your life of favor. That devil is a liar. After this program, everywhere you enter, people will want you. They will be looking for you. Whatever you need in life will find you. If I be a man of God, 2021 is a year that the spirit that raised Christ from the dead will raise you from wherever you are and put you where you are supposed to be. You are supposed to be at the top, and I will see you right there at the top. Go ahead and praise God. Clap your hands and praise God. Praise God. Praise God. My, listen, listen. I feel like dancing. You know, we're Africans. I feel something. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God. I feel the power of God upon me right now. So get yourself ready because there is a move. There is a move of the Spirit of God upon you right now. God has remembered you. That's what we're talking about. God has finally remembered you. Now, if you read Acts chapter 10, verse 4, and I'm using my own words. When you read Acts chapter 10, verse 4, these are my own words. There was this man, a Roman centurion called Cornelius. And in that verse, if you summarize it, what the verse is saying is that God remembered him. The question is why? I want to show you three things that can activate remembrance. Three things that will activate remembrance. Heaven will respond to you in surprising ways if you can understand what I'm trying to show you right now, because God's word is alive and powerful. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of a living God. Now, you're going to permit me. I didn't plan this, but I have it. Where's Taiwo? Do you have a microphone? Now, please allow me. I just feel in the spirit just to worship him for a few minutes. Please allow me. Allow me do this.
We bow down and worship Yahweh. Anamia no shatava yakadota. We bow down and worship Yahweh. 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 Ananiana manosutaya gadas. Yahweh. Yahweh. We bow down and worship Yahweh. Emanania namasota yeketebosa. We bow down. You are
my God, I feel the Spirit of God so heavy, so heavy, so heavy. The power of God is upon you right now. Wherever you're watching from, the Spirit of God is upon you. God has remembered you. Now, I'm telling you, some of you, in the next 7 days, you will be shouting and dancing everywhere because you will see a manifestation of what you are hearing right now. The Spirit of God will do some specific things in your life that you will know that this is the hand of God. Go ahead and praise God, somebody. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Now, so the angel said to Cornelius, God has remembered you. Now, if you want to see the breakdown, you will have to look at verse 2. In verse 2 of Acts chapter 10, we see what the scripture begins to tell us about this man. The first thing the Bible says is that he feared God. He was a man that had the fear of God. Let me tell you, the fear of God will open your heavens. The fear of God will activate heaven towards you. The fear of God will make God remember you. I tell you, the fear of God will bring remembrance. Now, let me say this to you. Now, the fear of God is not just about your sin. The fear of God is about your unconfessed sins. You see, many times people think when you are a Christian, you never sin. You can sin. It can happen. You don't plan to. You don't want to, but it happens. But then when it happens, what do you do? And many times Christians, they sin and they use another sin to cover the other sin. And so they go from one sin to another sin. And that's the danger. That's the problem. That's what creates the problem. You see, Saul sinned. And instead of him to confront his sin, when he was confronted by Samuel, he began to cover up. He made excuses. He gave reasons why he did what he did. And that was how he lost the kingdom and he lost the goodness of God in his life. But now, when you look at Second Samuel, you read 2 Samuel chapter 12, you begin to see that David, who had sinned, my goodness, look, when as a human being, when you try to compare what David did with what Saul did, now, I'm just a human being. If you ask me as a human being, I would tell you that what David did was worse. Well, that is just me. That's just a human being. Who am I? You know, but look at this. He took somebody's wife. He impregnated this lady. She had a child for him. He killed her husband. I mean, these were things that David did. And in 2 Samuel chapter 12, his pastor confronted him with what he did. And if you read verse 13, David immediately said, I have sinned. He didn't try to run away from it. He said, I have sinned. That is a man that fears God. And immediately his pastor said to him, God has put away your sin. Thou shalt not die. And so God removed the sin. And it means God remembered David and removed the sin. And to show you that God remembered David, it was a seed from this same woman that sat on the throne after David. And that is Solomon. Isn't that incredible? When God remembers you, he forgets the past. He leaves what happened yesterday. And he concentrates on who you are today and who you will be tomorrow. Come on, go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and give him praise, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has remembered you. Yes, he has. He has remembered you. Now, the second thing I want to talk about, it's still in verse 2 of that Acts chapter 10. But I'm not going to take the very next thing. I will go to the third thing, which says that, it says that he prayed to God always. He prayed to God Listen to me. Prayer gives you access to God. Prayer brings you into the presence of God. Are you still with me? Wherever you're watching from, I feel things breaking. I feel the chains breaking. I feel the hand of the enemy being removed from your life. The power of God is upon you. Go ahead and give God praise. That devil is a liar. He cannot hold you back. God has remembered you. Come and praise him, somebody. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him. God has remembered you. My God has remembered you. He has remembered you. He has remembered you. Now, prayer brings you to God, like I said. If you read in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says, men ought always, always to pray and not to faint. Oh, yes. Why did the Bible use the word faint? Why did Jesus use the word faint? The word faint is talking about being discouraged. Sometimes when you pray, it looks like God did not hear you because you are not seeing anything. But listen to me. If you ever thought God has forgotten you, he said, I should tell you, he has remembered you. This is your time. This is your moment. Go ahead and praise him. God has remembered you. That devil is a liar. God, this God has remembered you. Go ahead and give God praise, somebody. Come and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him wherever you are. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. God has remembered you. Your prayer will not go unanswered. It doesn't matter how many devils, how many princes of Persia will stand in the way to try and stop the answer. If God has remembered you, the answer must come. Now, there are some of you listening right now. You are wondering, can God ever do anything about me? I have come to tell you that God is doing something about you. God is moving in your life. My goodness. Listen, because of COVID, many people have lost their jobs. But God said, I should tell you. Yes, I see a young man. You are going to get a miraculous job, even in the midst of COVID. COVID-19 is not going to stop what God wants to do for you. Get ready, because it's coming to you in the next 7 days. You will have reason to glorify God. Come on, go ahead and praise him, somebody. Come and praise him. God will give you what you never thought possible. This is your time. This is your moment. My God, I speak. There's a young lady. I don't know what happened. They gave you an injection, and the injection has affected you. You can't stand. You are lying down flat. You can't stand. But get ready now. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, God says, I shall command you to stand. And I speak into every tissue, every vein, every blood vessel, every cell, every nerve, every organ, every bone and marrow, every joint from your head to your toes. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. I command you to rise up and walk. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, begin to move around your room. Move around your house. And by the way, there are phone numbers there. Begin to call and let's know. Let our people know right there in Canada what God has done for you. There are people with miracles. Miracles are happening everywhere. Everywhere people are hearing this. Wherever you are, miracles are happening. Bodies have been healed. Minds have been healed. I'm telling you, the power of God is moving so strongly. Just go ahead. Use those numbers. You can see the numbers. Use them. Call. Miracles. I'm telling you, it is your time. Come on, go ahead and praise him. God has remembered you. God has remembered you. Oh my God. I'm telling you, God has. Please keep calling. Keep calling, because there are people. They're waiting to pick. That's it. If all the lines are jammed, just give it a few seconds and they will release some for you so you can talk to somebody. I'm telling you, miracles. There are people who will pray with you. There are people who will take your testimonies, because I just know that there is breakthrough. God has remembered you. Who told you that you will live and die like this? No, no, no. It's not true. That's not from God. God said, I should tell you, your hour has come. Your moment has come. This is your time. God has remembered you. If you believe it, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. My God, I feel like running all over this place. But you know, this is not quite in church. But I feel something. I feel it all over my legs and at my feet. I feel something. God has remembered you. God has remembered you. It's time. Listen, when you look at 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, incredible scripture. The Bible says, this is the confidence that we have in him. Yes, confidence is another word for faith. Confidence backs your faith. Confidence puts you in a place where you just know that you know that you know. And that God has remembered you. This is the confidence that we have in him. Why this confidence? That if we ask anything according to anything, my friend. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you're listening and hearing this from. It says anything. When the Bible says anything, it means anything. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Oh my goodness. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. I see miracles and breakthroughs. God has remembered you. The days are gone when you struggled. He said, I should tell you, the rain is falling. The rain is falling. The rain is falling. Oh yes, that's what Elijah said. He said, I hear the sound. I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound. Sing for me a little bit.
I hear the abundance of the rain. My God is set to bless someone today. I hear the abundance of the rain. Ah! O joy buku sheto latiro. Hey! I hear the abundance of the rain. Yes, my God is set to bless someone today. Oh, I hear the abundance of the rain. Oh, joy, buku sheto. Oh, joy, buku sheto la. Oh yeah. Oh, joy, buku sheto la tiro. Oh, joy, buku sheto la. The rain of blessing is set to rain on you. Oh, joy, buku sheto la. The rain of fruitfulness is raining on you right now.
My God, my God, my God. I tell you, this, the Spirit of God is heavy. Rain is falling. Elijah said, I hear the sound. And when you look carefully, the Bible says, and there was a great rain. And that's what is about to happen. And for some of you, it's already happening. And the phone numbers are there. They're on the screen. You need to call. You need to let us hear. Let us know what God is doing. And those of you that need prayers, you need to call so we can pray. The Spirit of God is heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. Number three. If you go back a little bit in that same verse 2, you see it there. Look at it again. Same verse 2 of Acts chapter 10. The Word of God is right there. The Bible says he gave much alms. He was a giver. Cornelius was a giver. Your giving can activate heaven to remember you. Your giving. I'm telling you, there is power in your giving. Something happens in the lives of givers. Giving makes you one with God. Giving ties you with God. Giving brings you into the presence of God. It changes everything about your life. And I can feel it. There are some of you watching right now. That's the only thing left. I know some of you have been giving, but God says, There is a special thing that he's about to do in your life, and he wants you to release something. Stay with me. If you look at 2 Samuel, this is very important. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 2, you will see in that scripture that David wanted to build a house for God. That was what was in his heart. I love it. A giver. The man was a giver. He wanted to build a house for God. If you go to verse 11, God decided that he was going to also build a house for David. My goodness. David wanted to build a house for God, and God decided he would build a house for David. When you go to verse 16, and I put it in my own words, in verse 16, see that Second Samuel chapter 7, I believe. If you go to verse 16, you begin to see an incredible thing. You see, God said to David, he said, your house, your kingdom, and your throne shall be established forever. Three things. Your house. Anytime you see house, most of the time in the Bible, it's not talking about something built with brick. It's talking about generations. It's talking about generations. Plan for generations yet unborn. God says he wants to do some incredible things in your life, but also in the lives of generations yet unborn. They are yet unborn, but God wants to do incredible things. If you believe me, shout hallelujah. I said, if you believe me, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. If you believe me, wherever you're watching from, wave your hand and shout hallelujah. That's what giving can do. A lady in our church here in Word of Life Bible Church, Warri, Nigeria, a lady working in an oil company. I know in Canada, there are many oil companies, and some of them come over here to work. They work right where we are here in the Niger Delta, where we live and where we're coming from with this powerful word. And this lady worked for 7 years, no promotion. She was a hard worker. The harder she worked, the less they recognized her labor. Nothing was coming. Nothing was happening for her. She did everything. Nothing was happening. And then suddenly, she decided to do something different. And you know what she did? Instead of paying a 10% tithe, she took 20% and paid as tithe. I know there are people who nowadays will tell you, you don't have to tithe. Don't listen to them. Because when you read the scriptures, listen, tithing began from the Garden of Eden. How do I know that? God said, eat of every tree, but leave this one. The one God said you should leave. What is that? That's the tithe. That's the tithe of all the trees in the garden. God said, leave this one. That's mine. You don't touch that. That was the tithe. Abraham was not under the tithe. And then it was not under the law. I beg your pardon. And when you come into the New Testament, you begin to see incredible things. And God, the Bible was saying that even when Abraham was paying tithe, he was paying tithe for Levi. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Abraham was not the father of Levi. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Levi. But the Bible says when Abraham was paying tithe, he was paying tithe on behalf of Levi, his great grandson. My goodness. Shabbato. Barasita. I feel this. Please, forgive me if I speak in other tongues. You may not understand what I'm saying, but I can't help it. I just feel this thing all over me. He paid tithe for somebody that nobody ever was even imagining will ever be born, but someone already paid. Let me tell you something. This is your season. This lady brought 20%. I didn't even know. And you know what? That was the first month. The second month, she did 20% again. The third month, she did 40%. And I think it was the fifth month or so, she now brought 100% of her salary. That's crazy. Believe me, it's crazy. She brought everything and put it on the altar to God. Hear this and hear very clearly. A few months later, there was a management meeting where the top management members of the company met. And an atheist, a man who did not believe in God, said in that meeting, why is Mrs. So-and-so not promoted? And somebody said, this is strange. That woman is a fanatic. But you don't even believe in God. He said, look, it's not about what I believe. I asked the question, why is this woman not promoted? In the next meeting, he brought it up again. In the third meeting, he brought it up again. In the fourth meeting, he brought it up again. And you know what happened? This woman got a double promotion. Oh my God, lift your hands and give God praise, somebody. She got a double. Listen, as I'm speaking right now, the Spirit of God is leading me. There are people who should give $1,000. You will, you can. You say, look, man of God, that's all I've got. No, that's not all you've got. That's all you think you've got. What you've got is not all you've got. Because what you've got is more than what your eyes can see. We walk by faith and not by sight. The Lord tells me there are people who should give $1,000. And there are many of you watching right now. Many of you watching in different parts of the world. Wherever, I don't know where you are right now watching. But God says you are to give $1,000. And do it and watch God perform incredible miracles. This lady gave 100%. Now, God is telling me there are people to give $1,000. And I want to press this home. It's so important. There are people waiting right now to take your call. They're waiting for you. You need to give it. You need to give it right now. Quickly. Do it quickly. The quicker, the better. As soon as you do it, expect God. In 7 days, there are many of you, you will begin to testify. The great move and the great hand of our God will break chains and do incredible things in your life. That business that you thought was dead is coming back alive. There are some of you who can do 1,000. Some of you can do 500. There are some that can do 250. And I see some that can do 100. And I'm telling you, God is telling me there are people who can do 100. There are people who can do 250. There are people who can do 500. There are people who can do 1,000. And look, there's so many of you. You're all over the place. You haven't seen the move of God. I have come to bring you the move of God in the name that is above every other name. Now you will see and know that I am a man of God. You know, I rejoice. This year will be 49 years of my preaching this gospel. 49 years, this year, 2021. So by next year, it will be 50 years of being a pastor. I tell you what I know. I tell you what I know. The Spirit of God is heavy upon your life. That devil is a liar. God has remembered you. God has remembered you. That's why the rain is falling. The rain is falling heavily, heavily upon you right now. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, God will quicken your steps. God will quicken your steps. Listen to me. What took you 5 years to achieve, some of you will achieve it in 5 days. There are many watching right now. The Lord said, I should tell you what took you 15 years to achieve. There are some of you watching right now. You are going to achieve it in 1 year. I feel the Spirit of God heavy, 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 heavy. Nehemiah built the wall. That wall should have been built in 7 years, but he built it in 52 days. God says to tell you, your hour has come, your moment has come. There is breakthrough everywhere because God has remembered you. That devil is a liar. I break his chains. I break his power. I command him to loose his grip and hold, to let you go. This is your time. This is your moment. My God, I'm rejoicing because I feel it. Look, the phones are open. You need to call. You need to call right now and begin to make your pledge. Some of you, you can send it in. You can call. You will see account numbers. Use them. You can. There's so many different ways. You have your credit cards. You have all kinds of means. You can send in the money. But I'm telling you that you will testify. God has remembered you. I have known him for these over 50 years. I have served him. I have seen his power. I have seen his glory. God said I should come and declare his presence upon your life. This is your moment. That devil is a liar. Nothing stops the hand of God. 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 Nothing stops the hand of God.
Your God that no man can stop. I exalt your name. Your God that no man can stop. I exalt your name. It is a fact of Farati Bioki. A shadow of Kula Loakeni of Kula. Baba Toka, Ikuti, Kule, Baba Toka, Rutia, Rule, Shame. Obirikiti, Bodo, Ikuda, Erujeja, Letio, Kokopa, Erujeja, Letio, Kokopa, Erujeja, Kofara. When men said it was over, my God said it is not yet over. Men said it is finished, God said it's just begun. That work of miracle. He is God, he's not man. Oh Lord, on the
Oh,
is heavy. I hope you're using the phones. I hope you're calling. Because I'm telling you, my rejoicing is a demonstration of your rejoicing. Rejoicing will never cease in your life. Rejoicing will never cease in your family. Rejoicing will never cease in your generations. Believe me, your season has just begun. This year is a year of evidence. God will give you evidence that he has remembered you. It is a time for you to see the hand of God work. Now, you've got to call. You've got to use the numbers. They are there. They're on the screen. You've got to call right now. Don't hesitate. Listen. Don't let anything stop you now. This is your time. As you do this, expect it. It's coming to you right now. In the name of Jesus, I love to pray. I love to pray. I feel the Spirit of God moving very freely. I love to pray for you. My God, the Spirit of God is heavy. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this great ministry, for this great church, for your anointing that destroys every yoke. You don't just break the yokes, you destroy the yokes so that they cannot be mended and they cannot be amended. They cannot be fixed. The yoke is broken. I see men and women in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, from your head to your toes, you are set free from diseases and sicknesses. Every tissue, every vein, every blood vessel, every cell, every nerve. I speak into your kidneys. I speak into your liver. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak. Stop those tears. It's no longer time to cry. It is time to laugh. It is time for your Isaac to come forth. I bless you. I bless your going out and your coming in. I bless anything you touch. I begin to release the blessings of heaven, for God has finally remembered you. There is a move of the Spirit of God upon your life. Begin to give God praise. Father, thank you for everyone that has heard the sound of my voice, for miracles, for breakthroughs, for new beginnings, because you have remembered them. What was dead has come alive, and nothing will die in the hands of every child, every boy, girl, man, and woman that has heard the sound of my voice. Nothing will die in your hands. I bless you by the Spirit and by the power of the resurrected Christ. The name of our God be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. My God, I rejoice.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Reverend Zeno, back to you. I am excited for testimonies. Wow. And breakthroughs. God bless you.
Thank you so very much, Papa.
Hallelujah.
We are so thrilled and so blessed to hear the word of God from your mouth today. Oh my. This word has rained the rain of God into us. We are well watered by the goodness of God. We are so thrilled to know that God has remembered his people. And when God remembers you, everything changes. The mockers and the haters cease to have power over the life of that child. Thank God for provision, and thank God for the end of barrenness, the end of unfruitfulness, the end of pain and suffering in the tribulations of defeat that the enemy brings. God has spoken to his people today, and we celebrate his goodness, and we celebrate you and the goodness of God that has come to us by the words that have been spoken through you today. I know that the people of God are responding right now in their giving. And as they give, God waters them and God causes increase to come to them. Amen. May your story change today. Yes. Because of the word that has been spoken and because of your actions of faith in your offerings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I just came to say thank you, sir. Digwa. And thank you for the word of the Lord I receive. And also, I'm going to also give. Yes. And you're giving too.
Oh, yes.
So This is your opportunity for every one of you to sow into this word. You activate the blessing by sowing. So do a giving. Abraham sowed and he got the blessing from Melchizedek. And he sowed seeds forever till today is still blessed. May you receive this generational blessing as the man of God has spoken over our lives. Thank you, sir, for taking time in your busy schedule. Papa Ayo is a pastor of pastors, bishop of bishops, apostle of apostles, father of fathers, and he has a full-time schedule that he took time to minister to us during this season of COVID and lockdown, but nothing can lock the word of God from penetrating your home, penetrating your lives, and transforming your life. So we thank God for this love offering of the word of God you've sown into our lives. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
We'll let you be, Papa. And we just want to thank you for this great privilege and access that you've granted us.
God bless.
When you find favor in the sight of God and find favor in the sight of men, think of
it. It is well with you. God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, saints, we continue to experience the goodness of God right now. Amen.